This is a Fox News alert. She wants to be the first woman elected commander-in-chief. I'm Dave Anthony.
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
The Republican just posted that video online announcing her White House run.
Joe Biden's record is abysmal.
And Haley hopes to defeat the president if he runs again as expected.
Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. That has to change.
2 of those, Donald Trump was the GOP nominee, and Haley is the first to come out and challenge the former president who announced his campaign in November. Haley was the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in the Trump administration, also a former South Carolina governor. They're mourning at Michigan State after a shooting spree last night left 3 people dead, 5 critically injured.
This is a day of shock and heartbreak here across our campus and our region.
Teresa Woodruff is Michigan State's interim president. There are still questions as to what motivated the gunman, identified only so far as a 43-year-old black male who had no affiliation with the school. His body was found off campus. Police say he shot himself.
Fox's Evan Brown. In about 2 hours, every senator will get a closed-door classified briefing on the still unidentified object shot out of the sky over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron.
We are laser-focused on confirming their nature and purpose, including through intensive efforts to collect debris in the remote locations where they have fallen.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Republicans complain the Biden administration has not been giving much information. Congressman Dan Crenshaw tells Fox,
The American public is just left to speculation, and I don't think that's very healthy.
The shootdowns come after the Chinese spy balloon taken down a week earlier. It's now over 37,000 dead in the earthquake devastation in Syria and Turkey. But amazingly, more survivors have been found. That's the sound as they rescued a 17-year-old from rubble. His older brother also saved. An 18-year-old also pulled out alive after being trapped for 8 days. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story. Nikki Haley has just announced she's running for president in a video posted online, the first Republican to challenge former President Trump in the 2024 White House race. We're still waiting for President Biden's decision. He is expected to run for re-election. He's fired someone. The architect of the Capitol, Brett Blanton, oversees the congressional complex.
Accused of abusing his authority, misusing government property, and wasting taxpayer dollars. He also recently faced fierce questions about Capitol tours he allowed and sometimes conducted despite pandemic restrictions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had called for Blanton's firing, and the decision has been met with bipartisan praise, including from Senate Rules Committee Chair Amy Klobuchar, who called the firing, quote, the right thing to do. In Washington, Sean Lanch, Fox News.
There are 2 new train derailment sites being cleaned up, one in South Carolina. The other yesterday was in Texas near Houston, where an 18-wheeler crashed into a freight train. The truck's driver was killed. About 20 rail cars were knocked off the tracks. But neither situation is nearly as bad as what happened in Ohio.
It's been 11 days since nearly 50 tanker cars carrying hazardous substances derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, and more than a week since crews deliberately ignited the vinyl chloride rather than risk potentially toxic leaks. Ohio's Governor DeWine, the EPA, and the railroad all insist the air and water quality tests have come back safe. But area residents, including Nathan Velez, are skeptical.
If it's safe, and all these people say it's safe, if it's so safe and okay, then why does it hurt?
Some residents have joined in a federal lawsuit seeking to force the railroad to pay for their medical screening. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Later this hour, we will find out how much inflation we were paying last month. Consumer prices expected to rise from December, but the annual inflation rate increase may have declined a bit. Ahead of that, stock futures are up modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.